from chemistry to home ec for the seasonal rite of spring cleaning. For many of us, the biggest problem is the junk-laden, filthy museum of our lives, the garage. There's not even room left for the car, is there? Time to call in the professionals, the garage specialists, the subject of the Unger Report this week, as Brian Unger explores the nightmare settings that some cannot clean alone.
In the Southern California suburb of West Hills, in a two-story home on a cul-de-sac, is the kind of garage Jonathan Martyr has seen too often.
I will tell you, you do what I do for a living, and it will cure you forever of abject consumerism.
Stacks of wicker baskets, toys, Hummels. It's a Lillian Vernon hell so cluttered, it requires a team of professional garage cleaners.
One of my creeds is, and anyone can use this, is make aisles, not piles.
Some see a therapist, some try yoga. Others pay Martyr hundreds, even thousands, to clean where no man has cleaned before.
I have said, I'm fond of saying, that the garage is the last bastion of the hunter-gatherer, particularly for the male.
Here lies the stuff of what we are, the land of abandoned hobbies, a place where unwrapped presents mingle with motor oil, food, and rat excrement.
It bothers me regularly that I think the average person in Los Angeles lives with as much filth as probably as there was during the bubonic plague.
Garages also say a lot about who we are, more than we'd like to share with others, even spouses. For that, Martyr observes a strict client-cleaner confidentiality.
In one case, the client husband had come up to me and said, when the wife goes inside, upstairs in the attic is a box of my old bondage videos. And I want you to sneak it out and get it into the dumpster when she goes into the house. And I said, okay. And then a little while later, the wife walked up to me and said, now a little later on, I'm going in the house. When I do, I want you to go upstairs. There's a box of bondage videos that my husband doesn't think I've known about. I've known about for 22 years. And just go ahead and throw them out if he's asked you to throw them out, and I'll make like I don't know.
Too frequently, Martyr and his crew open the garage door to America's twisted sexual psyche. Inside,
boxes of toys, magazines, just crazy stuff.
Now does that happen
often?
More often than we like.
Yes, the profane, and even sometimes, the illegal, says garage specialist Mike Estes.
I found all kinds of bongs, pipes, actually got them all together into boxes and labeled them, and so they would know where it's all at.
Terrific.
So you put, on giant letters on the side of the box, bongs.
Actually, we were thinking about putting bowling supplies.
There are two things, Martyr says, that inhabit every garage, and eventually, the trash.
Well, you know what there is in every garage? There's a tripod.
And the second thing...
exercise equipment.
Understandable, but then there's the inexcusable. Items in a garage, Martyr has found more akin to an archaeological relic, like a woolly mammoth's tooth, a monkey paw, or...
it looked like a walking stick. It had a round knob of an end, and it kind of like a curly-cued down about 2.5 feet and shellacked. And we handed it back and forth between us for an hour or so. And the client walked over and said, that's a bull's testicle.
The old shellacked bull's testicle.
The old shellacked bull's testicle, and I should have known.
The first step to inner peace may indeed be a clean garage. But more likely, the first step is to admit you have a problem.
Do we Americans just have too much crap?
In a word, yes.
For the Unger Report, I'm Brian Unger.